Welcome back to the Anti-Media Radio. You are here with LaVon, live from the Love Lab in my hometown of Lemon Grove. We are here Monday through Friday on UCY.
Hold on. Whoa.
We're here Monday through Friday on UCY.TV. We're really excited to be here. So Monday through Thursday, we share with you guys news, which you can check out on theantimedia.org. And on Fridays, I like to share with you guys some valid health information, things that you may not know, things to empower you or inspire you, or all of the above. And tonight we're talking about 12 plus ways to consume cannabis. It's not just for smoking or putting in brownies. I'm happy to be here with...
Flipping Abstract.
The Flipping Abstract. I'm trying to have a guest every week. Been featuring artists and people who, from around town who are entrepreneurs or inspiring or educational, all of the above as well. So Flipping Abstract, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
You're an abstract artist.
Yes, I am.
And you're a cannabis connoisseur as well.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm happy to have you.
These are things I do.
These are things that you do. So we're going to be sourcing, let me minimize something really quick. Here we go. An article from sound effects.
Zoom, zoom.
Thank you. Wow, we should have more artists on here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, last week we had UTI Scribbles. It was really awesome to have him on the show. He's doing some cool things in the community. But the article we're going to be reading is on the Stoner's Cookbook. So you guys can check it out if you want to read along. Sorry for the baby crying in the background. There's a little person who wants to be in the studio. Which obviously can't happen, because then we couldn't focus on what we're trying to talk about tonight. So, pardon that. So this article is on the Stoner's Cookbook. It's titled, 12 Ways to Consume Marijuana. But before we dive into that article, I wanted to talk to you guys about the types of profiles regarding chemistry that are inside of cannabis. So there's a lot of different cannabinoid profiles. And there's a lot that goes on inside of the plant that stimulate different effects within your body. So let's talk about decarboxylation. So what you're doing is you're encouraging a conversion when you decarboxylate. And basically, you take THC and CBD and you THCA, I'm sorry, and CBDA, and you add heat to it. So that's the plant matter itself, and you're converting it into THC and CBD. So when this happens when you heat over 122 degrees. So what's recommended before you utilize cannabis in different, depending on the ways that you want to use it, like especially if you want to consume it, you're going to want to decarb so that you kind of activate it. Let's see here. There's also an indica and a sativa. A sativa is stimulating and an indica is relaxing. Most plants are a hybrid of the two and effects vary for patient to patient, of course. So sometimes you may see CBN on a product, and that happens with exposure to light and oxygen. So THC degrades into CBN, but CBN has a lot of positive effects too. Like it's really good for sleeping. And you want to get this tested. Like, you want to eat products that are tested. And I'm in my hopes to teaching people about the profiles of cannabis is that you would seek products that allow you to know what types of compounds are in the things that you're consuming. And we're going to get into the ways you consume in just a moment. But you want to know how much CBN is there so that can give you an idea of how old is the product that you're consuming. So cannabis is a very complex plant containing over 400 different chemical compounds, 80 of which are unique to the plant. These are called cannabinoids. Understanding the basics of the major cannabinoids allows for more effective medicating practices. So there's THCA, which is the most prevalent cannabinoid, non-psychoactive, and converts to THC with heat. It's good for anti-inflammatory, anti-emetic, and it's neuroprotective. So there's also THC, which is the main psychoactive component, stimulates appetite, relieves nausea, and degrades to CBN with time. It's antibacterial, anti-neoplastic, neuroprotective, and an antigestant. CBDA, non-psychoactive as well, converts to CBD with heat, anti-inflammatory, anti-neoplastic. Then there's CBD, which is non-psychoactive as well, relieves nausea, collaborates with THC to reduce paranoia and anxiety. It has all those same properties that we spoke of, but it's also anticonvulsive for those who have seizures. That's very beneficial. It's also a bone stimulant to those who need help growing bones, which I actually didn't know until I read this today. So that's really cool. And then we have CBN, which is a degraded product of THC. It's mildly psychoactive, it's a sleep aid, and highly potent. So CBN, sometimes an accident. Well, for me, it's always been an accident because I was using products that I didn't know how old they were, but it is really good for sleeping. Sorry. So there's a little bit about the chemistry of cannabis, just so we can get some background information about the plant. And I'm gonna get into this article here, 12 ways to consume marijuana. I like to call it cannabis. I think it's a more proper term. Let's see here. So the most common way, and the most probably popular way that people know how to smoke cannabis, definitely the first way that I smoked cannabis, and I have a funny story to go along with that, is a joint. So they're easy to make if you know how, and you just need two ingredients. You just need a paper and cannabis, which is very nice and convenient. Let's see. First time I smoked, somebody else had rolled a blunt, and they said it was chronic. And I took like two poofs, or what people would call hits, and I was so paranoid. I was like 16, so I thought my mom was gonna find out. And every car that drove by, I thought it was her. It was horrible. Definitely did not enjoy myself. and then, so it must have been a sativa, it was very stimulating. and the second time, and this is where the joint story comes in, I tried to roll a joint, and I don't think I had enough, now that I'm remembering. I didn't have very much cannabis, not a lot, not even a no, not a proper amount now that I'm older. And I was seriously trying for like all day to roll this joint, and I just couldn't get the mechanics of it down. So finally, after just like pretty much dropping it everywhere, I was unsuccessful. And I hadn't been taught how to fashion pipes out of apples or weird things like cans, which I don't recommend. Don't smoke out of an aluminum can. No bueno. So yeah, I didn't know any of those techniques. But now joints are really, it's like a active brotherhood in a sense. Like people in the community gather around just joints and they share and pass things. So that's the first way, according to this article, the Stoner's Cookbook, on how to consume marijuana as a joint. I just told them the story. This is the first one. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you for handling the little one.
Yeah, I try.
So just everyone just wants to be in a love lab. So I told them the story of how I unsuccessfully tried to roll a joint for like all day.
Yeah.
And and I just threw weed everywhere and it didn't work. And I was getting into how it's like an act of communion to share a joint. So in honor of that, I think you should light that joint.
Oh, yeah.
So the second way, you're really good. You're kind of famous for your joint rolling.
I don't know about famous.
Everyone who sees you do it is pretty impressed, because joint rolling by hand is like a common thing of people two generations older than us. But nowadays, most people are using rollers. So when they see you do it by hand, they're like, whoa, wow. Impressive. So I encourage you to learn how to roll one, because I did. You know, I was unsuccessful for a day, but find someone who knows how to do it. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Some tips is you want to like start the paper. You kind of want to put a crease in it and kind of give it like a mock roll, like with no product inside of it.
Right.
And what would you say is the second step?
Then you want to load it up and
how do you want to prepare your batter? Like,
well, you want to flatten it out to where it's evenly spaced along the joint, but I also like to split it so that there's not as much in the middle, but the sides are heftier, and then I roll that to where it all kind of levels out. It's just kind of a matter of playing with it and finding what works for you. But yeah, everybody has their own way of rolling the joint. So find that perfect way.
Something new reminds me of that new thing we were talking about, the Rolls Choice Pen. That guy, I don't know if he invented it, but it's definitely the first thing I've seen of its kind. It's a method to seal your joints or blunts. This guy is saying that cavities are spread via saliva, and that's what inspired him to create it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
A lot of people are sharing joints and who knows what else. So look into some things like that. That's what's really cool about this allowance of cannabis being able to grow as an industry, is it's inspiring a lot of people to create things. And, you know, to make not only the consumption safer, but more accessible, I guess, because,
yeah.
I don't know, Rolls Choice, I love it. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's just not the only thing.
What else? What else is out there?
Lots of things, but let's see what number two. Oh, look at that. The number two, very similar to a joint, is a blunt. So what's the difference is it's not a paper. You're smoking an actual tobacco leaf, and you can hold more marijuana, and they have all kinds of different flavors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm just getting into, like, I like the Fruity Tutti or something.
There's a few out there.
Yeah, there's a few that are good. But I don't like the technique of splitting it down the middle and resealing it. It was just brought to my attention that you can wiggle everything out and just pack it in.
Yes.
That is the way to smoke a blunt. Like, don't let anyone cut your blunts anymore and try and reseal them. That's just dumb. don't do it. Like,
you're losing so much space.
Yeah. When you have one properly packed, it's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cannabis cigar. Who doesn't want that?
Mm.
So people who like spliffs, you could essentially have like a giant spliff.
Yes.
So get on that.
Yeah. Giant
Yep.
split.
So that was the number two. Number three, they say these are all smoking methods.
Yeah, these
They're
are like. Okay, here's an actual different method. But okay, so that third one was pipes. But
but that's just
it's just a
yeah.
different
That's just
smoking
yeah.
method. This is kind
Well,
of unfair.
no, we're getting there. There's 12 ways. Relax. So yeah, the third way was pipes. We all know that we can use pipes made out of glass. I don't recommend ones made out of metal. I definitely want to go with a glass, like a bong. You could filter the water. But something new that people are doing.
That bog's probably another way
It probably is another one. Yeah. So
that
drinks. Which is something that we've dabbled in. And
Yes.
you can brew tea. You can take the leaves and you can brew them. And you wanna get to not above 300 degrees, definitely. So you start killing things off.
Yeah.
But people have found ways to make a soda. Like I've tried a cannabis soda recently that was so
Ooh,
delicious.
yum.
And if you go to like the Cannabis Cup website or any of those different events, you can see some of the vendors. There's a lot of people making sodas.
Yeah.
That's a good place to compile a lot of them.
I've tried some of the juices and stuff from certain dispensaries,
Oh
but
man, we just came back from a farmer's market. Every Wednesday there's a farmer's market in San Diego, and there's this lady who has this elixir. And it's nothing like I've tasted. It was like a vitamin. Oh, gosh, do you remember the name?
no.
I'm gonna remember, guys. I swear, it was so delicious. But it was so potent. Each cup was like 100 milligrams. So it was a lot of medicine. So I would recommend taking like just a shot. And it tasted like a Flintstone vitamin, but not artificial, if that makes any sense. Like
Yes.
nothing, none of the ingredients tasted like freaking food.
No red dye number four in
Yeah, I didn't
there.
taste like red dye or whatever. But she's like me. She was inspired to be healthier, and she likes cannabis, and she figured, why not make a pain relieving drink that's like a concentrate?
Yum.
Yeah, I make. Oh, it's so good. I'm gonna find out the name of that thing. So drinking, you can drink cannabis, and another method is juicing it raw. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I'd heard of
People take the plant and they run it straight to the through their juicer, and they
that.
just make like a raw can of juice, and they put it into different things, or they just drink it straight. And it's really interesting because there's just an immense list of ailments that people are using it for.
Yep.
I can't even just say one. And here's the hot new thing, which is a dab,
Yum.
also known as a butane hash oil or wax. Dabs are extremely potent hash oil extracts that you smoke with a rig, much like a bong, except with a blowtorch. But okay, a few things. There's a few ways to make dabs. You don't have to only use butane. Some people are using methane, right?
Propane,
Propane.
all the tanes and
Yeah,
pains.
all the tanes and pains basically. But I've said this before, they're not the safest thing if you don't know how to do it because there's residual tane, whatever the tane is. If people don't know exactly how to extract it, there's going to be some left over. So what you hear a lot is people like, bleh, bleh, like this horrible cough after they take a dab. And I gotta say though, it has evolved a lot and people are really starting to respect it. And it's delicious if done well. What do you think?
Indeed, they are evolving and quickly.
Very quickly. Like I remember maybe 3 years ago, a dab rig was like, gosh, $300, like a portable one. And it had little glass vials that you could just reuse, just drop your dabs in. But you had to.
Heat the outside of that little
vial.
vial in it. It just
But yeah, it's like a glass vial you attach to a vaporizer. It looked suspicious. It looked creepy. It looked super, I don't know. It's very different. It's not like smoking a joint. And when you show an old timer, no offense, just people who've been smoking joints only or pipes only, a dab, they go, "What?"
What do you mean? What is that?
I mean, they had
That's
honey oil or hash
concentrated.
oil back in the day, but the rig game is definitely involved. And before, you used to have to heat up some sort of nail to vaporize your dab. Now they have electric ones, which are portable and don't require a torch.
Yes.
So those are really interesting, and I hope that makes it safer.
Right.
And that's what's also important about this industry kind of exploding, is that it's only going to get safer. There's going to be more regulations. There's a new bill that passed that I'm researching. I don't even remember the name of it, so I don't
I think
want to
it's
talk about it.
266.
But no, I was talking about the one that's going to start regulating everything. Is that it? Yeah, I just heard about it today on the phone in a quick conversation. But basically, the government's going to start regulating everything because more states are demanding the use of CBDs, which are non-psychoactive, because
Right.
they're so beneficial.
Yes.
So it's going to be treated as a medicine,
Good.
and it's exciting. So let's get into our next video. Oh, look at that bong.
Oh, didn't I say something
Yeah,
about
so obviously you
that?
can filter your cannabis through water to consume it. That's a normal method of smoking it.
Yeah, yay.
It's a delicious way. You can really utilize the full flavor of the flower. And
Unless, of course, you don't take care of your bong.
yeah, you gotta change the water every day at least and empty it. Don't leave the water stagnant. And a lot of people drool into it, so you want to give it a rinse. You get a lot of residue too. What are some ways that you clean your bong?
Alcohol and salt. It's pretty much like the best way.
Heard some people put rice in their bong.
Yeah, but you can get the rice bits
Stuck.
expanding and get them stuck.
Yeah.
And with salt, at least it'll
Like
dissolve
rock
over
salt.
time. Yeah, use a rock salt, something that's heavy that's gonna, get across the glass and break up that material.
I heard a guy one time told me to put Simple Green in my bong, but I've never tried it.
Oh,
So,
yeah? Mmm.
I don't know. If anybody's tried it, you can call us and tell us if it works.
Simple Green.
But a lot of people are at the Cannabis Cup right now, so that's
Oh,
exciting.
yeah.
They're probably having the times of their lives. Have you ever been to one of those places?
No. No, I haven't. I'd like to go. Eventually. One of these days. I'll be there.
So the next way, according to this website, is
What? A bubbler.
no, I'm sorry.
Oh, what?
I meant.
Oh my God, what are you doing? She's just all over the place.
Buttons. So
No, you gotta go back one.
the bubbler obviously is a combination of two different types of smoking devices, which is a pipe and a bong.
Yeah.
So you get both experiences.
Yeah.
It's portable. Like,
Yeah.
we used to have a guy who, I still know a guy who carries one around in his shirt pocket.
Yeah.
Either that or a torch, which I don't recommend. We gotta tell him about that electric nail.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I think I told him about it, but he's a busy man.
Anyways, the next method is vaporizing. So
Yay.
I really like this
I
because
enjoy vaping.
it tastes delicious. You get to the exact temperature of psychoactive ingredients becoming active, and there's no smoke, and it's healthier. Like, cannabis has been proven not to be unhealthy for the lungs, believe it or not.
No way.
Yeah,
No way.
super way.
I don't
But
believe
this
this.
makes it even healthier, which, who doesn't want to consume cannabis in a healthier way?
I don't know.
Exactly. So this is really interesting. Capsules.
Capsules.
So Cannabis can be broken down into fat. I'm sure we all have heard of pot brownies, right? So how they do that is
What's
they
a pot brownie?
basically you cook a can of butter, you put the cannabis into a butter by activating it like we talked about earlier, and then you cook food with it.
No.
So what people are doing is they're taking that oil and they're or that butter or how whatever fat. And they're testing it so they know the exact potency, and then they're putting it into vegetable capsules so that people can swallow them.
Wow. That's gotta be nice. Time released. So like a 15-minute gel cap, and then it pops into your stream, and then you got about 15 minutes more for it to get through. It's not bad. It's gotta be interesting.
Well, the time varies depending on the person, but the point is that you're eating it
Oh gosh.
and it's digested. The first time I took those, I went to Disneyland
Yeah.
and I actually blacked out because I took those with my coffee, and then I didn't black out to the end of the night, like 11 o'clock, but it's because I ate candy that wasn't chocolate all day that was infused. And I had way too much because it's processed differently when you eat it, and it's very potent on the body, or it can be depending on the person.
Yeah.
I have a very fast metabolism, so it was just like running through me.
Right.
So that's one thing I like to teach people is be very careful with edibles. Like I wouldn't recommend more than 10 milligrams at a time to start, like waiting an hour in between just to make sure. And some of these things are 100 milligrams, which is a lot. You think about the average gram of weed has about 10 milligrams.
No.
No, I'm sorry, 100. I'm sorry. 1 gram of weed has about 100 milligrams, which is 1 gram at a time is a lot to consume if you think about it.
Yeah. They say the average smoker consumes about a gram a day, so I mean if you're an average smoker, then yeah, that'd be your whole intake in one little shot. Boom. Wee. So their next little method here in this list is tinctures. So marijuana tinctures are extracts taken from the plant that are highly potent and easy to manage. Taken under the tongue, tinctures act just as fast as smoking, but without the need for the smoke bit. So, there you go. That's,
Anybody can make a tincture. It's
yes.
basically some are made with alcohol, but it doesn't have to be.
Oh.
An alcohol is just a liquid, or I'm sorry, a tincture is just a liquid in which you're like slow infusing an herb into. So for example, like if I wanted to make an alcohol-based marijuana tincture, I'd get a big glass jar with a lid that screws on, it's sealable. And then I'd put cannabis in it and I'd cover it like with Everclear.
So this is what you would do.
And then I'd shake it around. Shake it, shake it, shake it, agitate it really nice, like up, turn it upside down. Shake it like 30 or 40 times
Yeah.
every day for like a month. And then you have a tincture. And what happens is the alcohol pulls just like the wax and such, kind of how that butane pulls all the stuff off.
Right.
This does the same thing, but oh my gosh, the flavor profile that you get.
Oh, look, you're getting a phone call. Hello. How you do this? How you do that? You doing that?
Hello.
Hey, Anton Media Radio?
Hey, welcome. This is LaVon, and we have
Living.
a flipping paint abstract artist. What's your name?
Cassius.
How's it going? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Hey,
Is
calm
my
down. Don't
birthday,
be so
but
excited. I'm just kidding. Be super excited.
I'm 20 years old.
How many revolutions are you?
20.
Wait, no way. That's not it. I can't believe it.
Yeah, you know that, right?
I forgot, but I know now. Again.
Yeah.
So what did you do for your birthday, man? How's it going?
Oh, I didn't do much. I played drums on some dirt really hard. I went outside and stared at the stars while playing drums on some dirt.
Nice.
Yep. Sounds like a grand time.
Yeah, it was pretty grand. Yeah, I'm not doing much. Just, well, pretty much nothing.
Well, thank you for joining me. I'm honored to have you on your birthday and all the other times, too.
Yeah.
So
we're talking about,
all
sorts of different ways to consume cannabis. We just got into the tinctures. Have you ever tried a tincture?
Not a tincture, but I eat edibles like every day.
Oh, that's a good way. I enjoy edibles. Sometimes they can be very potent.
Yeah, we were just talking about how people can overdose. Like, how do you make sure that you don't?
Well, if you do, it's okay. My friend, you know, Josh, he ate like a whole one because it melted and I left it at his house. So for some reason, he figured that it's not very good math, but he thought that if you eat it and it was melted, it wasn't still a whole one.
Yeah, of course not.
But it was a half, right? It was a whole 1,100 milligrams THC peanut butter cup.
Oh my gosh!
So he described this thing where he had dreams where he would wake up from his dream in another dream, and then he'd go in the kitchen and make a sandwich, and then he'd wake up in his dream in another dream and go in the kitchen and make another sandwich.
Damn, he was having some Inception dreams and shit?
Yeah, something like that.
That's
he was
brutal.
Dreaming inside of dreams, and then he thought he actually did that in the morning. He's like, I didn't make some sandwiches.
Damn it, I still have to make sandwiches again.
Supposed to make 30 sandwiches for the sandwich off.
That is the good thing about cannabis, is like, even if you do overdo it, the worst thing is that you aren't cognizant all the way, and you eat a bunch, or you pass out, or, you know, you may vomit, but you're not going to die, hopefully.
It's in your psychedelic experience. I mean, if I eat too much edible, it'll be, like, pretty anxiety-ridden. I'll just go under a blanket or something like that. I can't eat a giant edible, be around people, for me. But, yeah, most definitely. It's mirroring a psychedelic experience, almost, if you take that much.
Yes.
But my mom has MS, and she takes edibles every day, and she was able to stop taking daily injections of this horrible pharmaceutical drug that you'd have to inject into, like, fat, like, the stomach every day, like, multiple times a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm sorry that your mom has MS. That's a really difficult thing to endure.
It's okay. It seems like it's not as bad as it was originally thought to be. And she was on antidepressants at the time that she was diagnosed with MS. And, like, I convinced her to get off of those. So maybe, I don't know. We can't trust doctors, so I don't know.
True.
You're right, bro.
They just want their money.
You know, I went to the doctor for the first time pretty much, like, in like 10 years, you know, besides having children. And it was like going to buy a car, the way she was trying to have out some drugs. You know, you need some pharmaceuticals in your life. Like, it was like, I felt like she was hardcore trying to sell me on them. Cause I kind of set the stage like, hey lady, I'm not here for drugs. Like, I just need a referral.
Incredibly dangerous. It's so incredibly dangerous. I mean, God, I think that even, is it a leap to say that, well, you know, opioids are still terrible, but I feel like opioids, as terrible as they are still not as dangerous as SSRI, antidepressants, and things like that, because you may become addicted, you may have your, you know, all of your stuff messed up by opioids like Oxy and stuff like that, but you're not going to get the same kind of impossible to describe cognitive dissonance and lack of sense that an SSRI would give you over a long period of time.
I mean, I don't have any data personally to back that up, but just from what I've seen in the family members that I know, and personally, like, you know, I tried an antidepressant like 10 years ago because the doctor convinced me I needed it, and you literally can't think of certain things. I felt stagnant in my mind because I didn't like it. And I've seen people in my family that I love go crazy after trying to get better from a mental illness. If that makes any sense.
It makes perfect sense. I'm sorry to hear that. I've seen the same thing. I wish, yeah, Oxy is terrible too, of course, but I just feel like it I don't know what it messes up, but it touches something that is permanently altered, I feel, by an SSRI. I see, you got like a blank stare in certain people's eyes when they've been taking it for a long time. There's a certain kind of desensitization that I don't know how to put my finger on it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I had a buddy that when we were growing up, his mom had a really hard time taking care of him because he's what you consider ADHD. And he was a second born child, and his sister was what you would call normal, or she was really moldable, you know what I mean? And he was highly inquisitive and everywhere, and I would think that he was just highly intelligent and requiring like extra stimulation. But he was medicated, dude, like 4 or 5 different drugs. They even, like, gave him shots in his penis for what? I don't know. But
what?
Yeah,
oh,
bro.
My God.
I don't know why, but he would tell me, like, because he went to the doctor, you know, like, once a week because his mom was like, oh, there's something wrong with him. He was so intelligent. Okay, but I knew this guy for, like, a good 12 years of my life. And I watched him change, dude. Like, he literally disintegrated. He disintegrated.
That's the fragile nature of this world, of people, of everything. I think that there's an inherent nature of the world in the complexity of how many different things can happen when you do anything. Anything. I mean, if you're messing with something that incredibly powerful, multiple different drugs that you don't know enough about, multiple pharmacies, how can you possibly not expect those type of extreme things to happen? Who knows what could happen? I mean, so many variables. The reality of the world is complex. Everything is complex like that. I hope that makes sense.
No, yeah, what I kind of take from what you're saying is that, like, we're inherently complex enough. How are we going to take something from nature, put it in a lab, make it even more complex, and expect it not to have an outcome? Like physics says every action has a reaction. Well, that compound was already going to have a reaction within our complex system. Now it's like, I think that's what we get so many side effects, is because we're Frankenfrying it. You know what I mean? We're taking it into a lab and we're dissecting it and smashing together particles that aren't found anywhere else, and it's not supposed to be. I don't think I come from a holistic healing background, and I've seen people heal in so many ways that don't include drugs. So to me, they're not essential all the time.
Word.
I think it's important to recognize pretty much what I was trying to say is that everything in this world and in nature for all of history is, well, it's just so much more intense to decide to do something with no regard for the consequences rather than to not decide to do that thing and be more careful. I mean, it's so, and what I'm saying is that it's so incredibly easy to make a decision then have everything explode. Everything is hinging on chaos. I mean, everything is like that. So it's so easy to make a decision and for that to have incredible unforeseen consequences. Everybody should be playing their cards wisely in everything they consume. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that people should be ridiculously conservative, you know, but you know what I'm saying. It's a complex world. It's a world where you could, you know, it's hard to predict the outcome of situations.
Yeah, I mean, I could agree to that. It is a complex world. Yeah.
That's why you got to carry your D20 with you.
Yeah, when you, yeah, exactly. You
when
gotta,
life gets difficult, let the die decide.
Yeah, you just roll your dice, and then you have an answer. Problem solved. Or you are. Do you know how Hillary? Isn't that how Hillary won? They roll the dice, right? Or did they flip a coin? What'd they do? Or they pulled straws?
They flipped 666 coins. And all 666 coins came up positive for H side double.
Right? Yeah. But they should have had some D20s. It would have been way easier.
Yeah.
I would have liked that probability.
Oh, man.
But,
6 points.
Thank you for sharing your story about your mom, dude. Like, I love hearing people that are getting helped by cannabis. I think it's really important to teach people that you don't just have to smoke it. Like, what are some ways that you know of that don't involve smoking it to utilize it?
Well, I'm not very well versed in that. I've heard of several people who had both their, epilepsy, of course, treated by cannabis oil, but the thing that I didn't quite understand the way it works yet is the way that cancer is treated with it. I think that they actually take the cannabis oil and apply it directly to, I'm not sure about this, but...
Well, I can tell you, if you don't know.
Yeah.
Well...
Yeah, go for it.
If I'm not interrupting, of course. Are you done, sir?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I have a horrible habit of interrupting people.
Oh, it's all good.
I'm trying to work on it. Okay. So, one popular method and a really common, well-known application and type is the Rick Simpson oil. And how you get that is you basically make a tincture with the alcohol, and then you cook off the alcohol, and you're left with, like, a molasses-type consistency. It's like a thick sap. And people eat it, they put it right in their mouth, like under their tongue, and it's super, super potent concentrate. Or they, pretty sure they put it right, like you said, right on topically or on their skin, right in the spot.
I thought they literally,
yeah.
Like, and I make a potion, I make basically like a Rick Simpson style, but with a blend of oils, coconut oils, and you can put it...
It's not like Rick Simpson at all.
It's not, well, it's not like Rick Simpson. It's just a concentrate. But you can eat it or put it on your skin, and it works really well. The body is hungry for it almost.
Yes.
Yeah, it's incredible. I wasn't sure if they applied it directly to... That's the thing that has cancer, but I know someone that has an illness that I feel like should really be treated by this. And she started eating edibles and feeling a lot better, and then suddenly her illness wasn't considered to be like a deathly illness. It's something to do with like arteries like being blocked in her whole body at once.
Wow.
And she seems to be a lot better now. She's just eating, she's illegally eating edibles in Texas.
Oh,
So,
wow. Well, good luck to
in
her.
Texas. Huh?
I said, well, good luck to her. I mean, I hope she doesn't get in any trouble for this.
Yeah, Texas, I lived there for 9 years. I've seen people incarcerated for resonated cannabis pipes, beaten up and taken to jail for that. So it's crazy in Texas like that. The police state is out of control there.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Indeed. Over a plant. Over something that grew
Yep.
from the ground.
Yeah. My childhood, like, I was seeing all kinds of people get incarcerated for weed in Texas. They'd bring, like, drug dogs into middle school and look for drugs on people in middle school.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
that's really creepy. What about DARE?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a DARE program over there in Texas?
Yeah. They have
Sorry, I
like
like
a.
saying Texas.
It's all good. They have like a kind of like a half-assed DARE program in elementary school, but I feel like they kind of started to feel the futility in technically calling it DARE. It pretty much inspired a lot of, making fun of it. So I think they discontinued it on that basis and continued it on a different name.
Interesting.
Hello?
Hi, we just got another caller, Cassius. What's your name?
Wait, excuse me?
What's your name?
My name is Mike Sanchez.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling the show. We're talking about different ways to utilize cannabis other than smoking. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm smoking a bowl right now as we speak.
Woo!
There you go.
Are you doing the bong method, the bubbler method, the vaporizer method? Which one?
I just have pieces. I'm not big on bongs or
Oh, there you go, glass pipe.
bubblers. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sativa, indica, which one?
Doesn't matter as long as I get high, that's all that matters.
Okay, so you use it just for like a mood change. Like, do you have any medical conditions or is it just like
I don't have any medical conditions. I just use it for depression when I'm
okay, well
just like depressed or
that's
something.
a total medical condition, dude. Like if you don't feel happy, like
Oh
life
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah, and also I just don't like to be sober. I hate being sober. And I
Okay.
choose to smoke marijuana. So, yeah. I follow your guys' Facebook page all the time, so I think it's a great page. And
Well,
I get a kick out of all the attention seekers that write on there that they're unfollowing the page just because they don't agree with something you guys post on there. But they gotta let you guys know they're unfollowing the page or whatever. I
thank you
think
for
it's cute.
following. Like, question. How many
Yeah.
articles do you read a week, do you think?
Whenever I'm on Facebook, usually, whatever I find interesting, I'll just check it out.
So,
Usually,
as
though, like, all the, are you talking about your guys' Facebook page?
No, I'm just talking in general. Like, I'm trying to change the notion that stoners are lazy or dumb. Like, if anything, we want to
Oh.
learn more, right?
Yeah, that's totally false. Stoners are not dumb or lazy. It just depends on how you smoke it. If you're successful, there's nothing wrong with smoking marijuana. A lot of people are different. Some, I guess, can be lazy. But I'm not the lazy type. I actually work. And I actually get a lot more done when I'm high than when I'm sober.
Yeah.
So you
If I
find it
smoke a bowl, I get a
stimulating?
lot more work done.
There you go. Kudos.
Yeah.
I think
I
it's
just
mirroring.
I function more when I'm stoned than I am sober.
Nice.
I don't know, I
Uh-huh.
guess. Am I the
I
only
think
one? Oh, this
it's
is my
mirroring.
first time talking. Am I
No,
like
Cassius is here too. You want to say hi? It's his birthday.
Oh, happy
It's my
birthday to you.
birthday
May you have
yesterday.
many. Oh, it's yesterday? Well, it's an
Yeah,
anniversary. I do
but
wish you a happy birthday and many more to come. Hope
thanks,
you enjoy your
brother.
day. No problem,
Yeah, man,
anytime.
for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Am I the only one talking to you guys, or is there like more people?
The people, Well, you mean like...
This is my first time calling you guys.
Yeah, you're only the second person ever to call us in 3 years, dude. Congratulations.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's funny.
I thought you guys had callers all the time. I thought it was just going to be like, where I listen to everybody talking to you guys and stuff. Pretty crazy.
Well... Yeah, I appreciate you calling in, dude. We try to interact with people. We actually have this show Monday through Friday, same hours.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah, I'm not the only one.
Is it like a certain hours to call you guys, or is it just whenever?
Between 8 and 9. Yeah, we're not 24/7 yet.
future.
That'd be cool. Are you guys smoking yourselves right now?
Yeah, we're doing the joint method.
Yeah, we're using the joint method currently.
I like Blanche.
I'm not really later tonight.
I'm not really a big fan of joints. Some people that don't know how to smoke it out of a joint. They wet the paper and it's
I get so irritated when people use it as a microphone and then they let it go out and then it tastes like rotten whatever.
It has a stale taste. It doesn't taste good.
It's the worst.
Are you guys young?
We're almost 30.
I'm very young yesterday.
Cash has just turned 20.
Man, you guys are really young.
How old are you, Grandpa? How old are you, Grandpa? Sir Grandpa?
I'm 32.
Okay. You're not old. Knock it off.
Old.
No, when you're 80, you can pretend like you're old.
I'm 8 years old. What is this?
Yeah. I'm 32, but I don't look my age. A lot of people think I look 18, 19 years old.
Me too.
Goddamn, you're 32. Yeah.
That's good.
I have good genes, I guess. I guess I get it from my mom. My mom doesn't look her age either. She looks, she's in her 60s, and she looks like she's in her early 40s.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah. So what kind of questions do you guys want to ask?
So that your children get those good genes. So that you pass on a legacy of younger and younger looking peoples.
Mm-hmm. You're silly.
Exactly.
Cassius. Go ahead.
Huh? I didn't get you guys. I didn't hear the question.
I love awkward moments. I can hear myself talking to you guys,
but I feel like you guys on the speaker or something.
Oh, well, it's just because we're all on the line. There's like 5 billion of us right now all on this line.
Oh, that's funny.
You know how the internet works.
It's interwebs. We're all using it right now. Yeah. It's kind of overloaded, I think.
Oh, man.
Are you guys all together? Are you guys all together, like, in a room or something, or what?
No, where are you, Cassius?
Sacramento.
He's in Sacramento? I'm in...
Oh, damn, all of you guys are in California, or what?
Yeah, bro.
Yep.
Where are you?
I'm in Orange County.
Oh, we're all in California. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Woo, California.
Oh, California.
Yeah. California with the best weed.
Yeah. Seriously.
California has bomb weed.
It's because we have
I'm going to miss it when I have to move to Peru to escape all this shit.
Okay, you guys, did you know that you could have a THC spray? So people are taking tinctures and they're putting them into spray bottles to take on the go.
Edibles.
They could spray it in someone's mouth who's never been humbled in their life and get them all humbled.
Right.
Humbled County, humbled.
Oh, that's
the humbled county humbler. is a man who has tincture in a spray can who maces people with humble.
when you guys get edibles, you guys got to try the Hubby Bars. Oh my God, it's the best chocolate in the world.
Yeah?
Hubby Bars.
Hubby bars, all right.
Have you ever tried to put it on your skin, like rub it in like a lotion or an oil or a balm?
No, I've never done that. I really don't. I don't know. I really don't feel anything when I eat edibles.
So if people don't cook the oils right, if they don't activate the components before they cook it, or if they overcook it, you're not going to feel anything.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Probably, well, I usually just get them from the medical dispensary.
Okay, so they probably know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know, my buddies and stuff say they feel it, but, like, to me, I don't know, I don't feel anything, I just feel, like, nothing.
Well, your skin is the largest organ. My best girlfriend, she's not affected when she eats it, but when she rubs it on her skin, she feels amazing. Maybe you should try.
I've never heard that. I probably will try. Just any or edible, anything.
You want to find like a lotion that you like, a cannabis lotion or balm that you can put on your skin.
You know, you should go to turnloveon.com and check out their roll-on.
Roll-on.
Yeah, it's great for
I'm not trying to be all sales pitchy or like whatever, but I make one. I make one. You can check it out. It's on turnloveon.com, but it works, dude.
People love it.
I'll check it out for sure.
If you send me a message through there with your information, I'll just send you one. How about that?
On Facebook or what?
No. Go to turnloveon.com. That's my website.
Okay.
The word turn, the word love, the word on. And then send me your information and I'll send you one. You too, Cassius, for your birthday. So since you guys are both in California, like legally I can do that. So I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. Cool.
Can you marry respect?
Can you mail from Bud too?
What's that?
I said, can you mail from Bud too?
Can I mail some Bud? If you're a legal patient, absolutely. We should have a donation.
I am.
Yes, you enter your PayPal information at the website.
No, I don't think it's legal to do that. Winky, winky. Federal law says no.
I mean, give us your social security number and your credit card number and your address. And
blood sample. I need some dental dentures.
Blood sample.
Yeah.
Blood sample. You
hair sample. Some. All the same.
Need five of your dreads. If you don't have dreads, you have to grow your hair out until you have dreads and then twist it up and then send it. And it's a token of dedication.
Thank you guys for calling in.
Thank you guys.
No problem.
Have a great weekend. Bye. I'ma let him know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo, stereo.